Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I want to talk about some of the individuals then. I want to know who you think are the players who've really risen to the challenge so far this season. And this can be from a number of different angles. The obvious one, I will do him and get him out the way almost, because we've done a lot of Virgil van Dijk chat in recent weeks, and rightly so, because obviously, look, he's won us a piece of silverware already. I think he's been almost flawless as a captain for us, but I think he's almost like leading from the front. You know, we talked about like Jordan Henderson being very much that kind of like inspirational, in so much as he's a guy who's going to hurt more than anyone else. He's going to shout more than anyone else. He's going to run more than anyone else. You know, maybe I don't like this whole like natural footballing talent, whatever, phenomenal footballer. Let's not mistake that. But Van Dijk is an all-time great of the game in waiting, and to have that, but also to be able to elevate yourself because you've been given the captaincy of a football club, I think is almost set the tone, Chris, for everyone else to follow in a way that maybe it was a bit stupid of me to not expect that, but yeah.
No, I think that there was not many people that I thought he was going to be a fantastic captain. You know, maybe that's on us, mm-hmm. because you get a sense of who they're going to be and stuff like that. And he's changed, you know, everyone's opinion pretty much because of the way that he's gone about it. You know, the leadership that he's shown, not just with the ball at his feet, but, you know, it's a simple thing. But before the game, getting everyone together and changing the way that he's doing, putting his own stamp on things. And, you know, you told us a while ago that you'd heard from inside the club that Van Dijk wanted to play in all the games, in all the competitions. And you had a theory around the, it was a Carabao semi-final where it's like, no, I'm the captain, it's a semi-final, I want to play in this game and stuff like that. So that's the type of leadership you want at a football club, isn't it? And on top of that, he's playing the best he's ever played as well. And, you know, it's a rolling cast of characters next to him.
Yeah.
But throughout it all, Virgil van Dijk has been imperious.
Yeah. Any other shouts?
There's loads of shouts, to be honest.
Rising is a challenge, is this really, more than anything? Yeah. I think Gustavo Endo falls into that category.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely exceptional. Certainly when you come from a place of being a little bit underestimated and not really appreciated as a signing. And listen, you mentioned it earlier on, obviously went from the world of potentially signing Moises Caicedo for in excess of 110 million. Then you suddenly remove yourself from that and it's Gustavo Endo, relatively unheard of, I think it's fair to say, from Stuttgart. You know, he's in his 30s already, 16 million. A lot of people are massively underwhelmed and they go, oh, I'm not sure about this, but my word. Like it's been said, he's waited his whole life for this opportunity, and that's clear to see. But not only that, and you can take away all the, although isn't it nice, what a story, he's been just brilliant, like absolutely exceptional. Like he's taken to the Premier League and this football club like a duck to water, and I've been so pleased, so impressed with him. Far exceeded my expectations, I'm not afraid to say that. He's been brilliant and a real sort of cornerstone and a real linchpin as to why we've been so successful. He's allowed those around him, we've seen Alexis McAllister, who falls into this category as well, by the way, but we've seen him do a job at the six. I think it's fair to say he was good at it, don't get me wrong, but having Gustavo Endo come in and say, no, I'll take care of this, you go and do your stuff, just allowed him to be incredible.
It's a joy to see someone doing things that they clearly really enjoy doing and doing it well for your football club. And sometimes
he's like, playing fetch.
Well, yeah, but yeah,
go get the ball.
But it's like you can watch videos. There was a roundup video of like great Ronaldinho moments that I saw on Twitter this week. And what I loved about Ronaldinho was how he played with a smile on his face. Yeah. He just loved football. Endo's got that, but on the different end, it's like he enjoys being in a scrap. Like he enjoys going shoulder to shoulder with someone.
There's a big smile just before he goes shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. I had a hunch he might buy the gum shield, to be honest. But on that note, though, you are absolutely spot on, and I love all that grit about him and that gnarliness. He's so much more, and again, more fool me for not thinking he would be. Mm-hmm. I thought he would just be this little ball, like go and win it for you, and he'll put a foot in, and then he'll give it to you. He's got loads. He can play. He can pass. He's chipped in with goals. Wonderful.
Can I drop a shout in there for Joe Gomez, please? Because I just don't think Liverpool would be where they are this season without him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we've had problems at left back. We've had problems at right back. We've had problems at the six, and Joe Gomez has stepped up on each and every occasion. He's played centre half as well, added into it. We just wouldn't be the football team we are without Joe Gomez this season.
There was a lot of people last summer who would had had enough of Gomez. A lot of people. Yes. And we look, because ultimately, I mention this often, there's always two to three players in any squad that you assemble that are just at any given point on outs with that subsection of fans who need to have someone to hate or whatever in the team. But Gomez has had his time as that. And I think, you know, there were concerns whether he'd ever get back to the level, you know, that he was in the title winning season. That spell from like November to January where he's partnering Van Dijk and it's the best defence we've had basically with him in there. But because football's moved on again and all of a sudden he's found new life at fullback, which is just, I agree with that. I think he's been brilliant.
Struggle to find a player. I think he's had more of an impact, to be honest with you, other than maybe a Mo or someone like that. And he's rising to the challenge, isn't it? And that's what he's done this season. He's just been so impressive. So, so impressive in every position, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another player who I think is an unsung hero is Harvey Elliott. I think he is being unbelievable for us because we obviously know he's maybe not the first name on the team sheet and his height at times can be the reason why he's not. But when he's being called upon, he's being immense. He's, you know, won us games, the likes of the Palace game where he just grabs the game by the scruff of the neck. He came on against Wolves, was unbelievable for that. And then in a period where we were on our last legs and it was like, we've got no other choice but to start. Yeah, he was doing 90 minutes, 120 minutes, back to back to back to back. He was on his last legs. He was hitting the deck after the full-time whistle time and time again. And yet, 3 days later, you were thinking, no way can he start this game and he'd go and put another 90 in for you. He just gives everything. He gives every last bit into the game and for the badge. And he clearly adores playing for his boyhood club. And yet, even though he's maybe not being as pivotal or being in the starting 11 as many times as the likes of Joe Gomez. When we've had to call upon him, he has risen to the occasion, and he's also, he's came on and he's very much had the attitude of, this is my club. Am I heckler and us drop points here? I'm going for everything under Jurgen Klopp. And he's helped us get over the line in many games. So yeah.
Another one as well, who's had dissenting voices along the way as well, I think it's fair to say. And he's transformed a lot of people's opinion about him, I think, as well. Not just, you're absolutely spot on what you say, Chloe, but it's not just that desire, that work rate, that endeavour. That's all there in abundance, of course, but loads and loads of quality as well on the way. Like, just absolutely bags of it. And he's come in different positions as well, similar to Joe Gomez. So I've been made up for Harvey Elliott this year.
20 years old.
Frightening. Over 100 appearances now for Liverpool.
How many goals? I think I read, I don't want to get it wrong, but I heard it's like 20 goals and assists across England and Liverpool this season.
Goal contribution, I think you might be right.
That is ridiculous for a 20-year-old.
And a naughty, filthy Mabona volley into the mix as well. Shouldn't be allowed.
Let's stick with Harvey Elliott for a minute. Yeah, I mean, 10 goal contributions in all comps so far this season. I think the goals need to come a little bit more still from him, but this is the thing about Harvey Elliott. I am judging him by like 25-year-old standards, and that's so not fair. And it's just because he's been with us since he was 16. And also there's that little thing sometimes of, because he's not come up through the academy, that, you know, he was a signing, and we've had to deal with him being in and out and watch him sort of grow along the way. I don't think he's ever underperformed really for Liverpool. I think he's always broadly impressed for us. You know, he broke his ankle early doors in the season a couple of years ago, and manages to come back in and play a role in that as well. Just to have that, and you mentioned that, to have those appearances and have that kind of return so far, having missed a huge chunk of a season when he was, you know, I mean, this is a lad who did a season on loan at Blackburn. Yeah. And, you know, we've done this for so many years, Chris, where we go, you recognise signs, and let's be honest, the signs normally when you send a player to the Championship on loan is like, see you later, mate. You know, you haven't got what it takes. He went down there, was one of the best players in the Championship, came up, and he kind of hasn't, you know, even then breaking his ankle when he comes back, he hasn't actually looked back. He only seems to get better and better and better.
No, and you know, it's one of those games now, isn't it? I think Jürgen's seen it this season where you do need your squad more than ever, and he seems to be the best substitute we've got in many ways as well, because I don't know whether he watches the game and he thinks about what he's going to do when he comes on the field and stuff. So even if he's only got 10 or 20 minutes, he's going to empty the tank of those 10 or 20 minutes, and you know, you almost know he's going to have an impact. And it'll be interesting actually to see how many goal contributions Szoboszlai has had over the course of the season in comparison to him, because we talk about Szoboszlai in such glowing terms, and there are sections who wonder what Harvey Elliott has done.
It's basically almost a flip reverse. It's 11 for Szoboszlai, 7 goals and 4 assists to Elliott's 3 goals and 7 assists. Mm. Yeah. But it's interesting, isn't it?
One's the signing of the year in most people's eyes, and one's, God, he's still here.
Yeah. No, it's true. And I just think it's a great, again, another one is 3 years older, captain of his country. And, you know, to that point, and I feel like I talk about people's height a bit too much on this, but the point is Szoboszlai's 6'3" and he's lightning quick. He's got these physical attributes that, you know, and you would choose to have them if you could, particularly at Premier League level. So Harvey Elliott, you know, you've truly got to be exceptionally gifted if you haven't got all of the physical tools available sort of to you. And yeah, I agree. I think Harvey Elliott, he's just great, isn't he? And it goes back to the Chloe's point, Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
That matters. Yeah, it really does. It really does matter. You know, you sometimes can ask people to go empty the tank. It's difficult for anyone to do, but obviously, if you're bought into the cause, then you're just going to do it. You're more likely to do it. And Elliott, he's been bought into the cause since he was basically born. So getting to see him do that for Liverpool is an absolute thrill.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be.
Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.